It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Couple wins $5 million lottery jackpot while simply trying to make change.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. Okay, Kev.
My bad, and hold on.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
L means left.
Yes.
R means right.
Oh, did I ever tell you that story?
No.
Where was that? It was...
Somebody was having trouble with headphones?
They were trying to figure out the direction of something. They were trying to tell me where it was. And it was a younger woman who works here, to be honest.
Okay.
And so she was like, it's over on the, and she put both hands up like this in front of her face with the L. And then went to the left. Like, apparently that's how she remembers which way is left.
Oh, the only way she knows which way is left is...
If it actually looks like an L to her, then she knows that's left.
I mean, it is a handy tool when you're little. Maybe she has some sort of...
I didn't say anything. I just let it go.
That is interesting.
I was like, oh, well, okay. And she was correct, so I was fine.
She gave good directions?
She did, yeah.
It was just an odd way to get there.
Yeah, I thought, wow, that's interesting. Back to you.
Well, yesterday, we started talking about Reuben sandwiches.
Reuben James.
And I said Reuben sandwich was a top three sandwich. Came in at number two on my top five. Because you never had sauerkraut.
And again, it was grilled cheese and pepperoni 5, BLT 4.
Yep.
Chicken Lugosi.
Like a chicken Luigi.
A chicken Luigi. Just, that was
yeah, like the chicken, I don't know. I want to call them like the Philly cheesesteak, but it's with chicken at Brucci's.
Okay, that was number three. Reuben was two, and then Popeye's chicken sandwich was number one.
Chicken sandwich.
Ooh.
Well, Sunday is National Sandwich Day.
Okay.
A lot of places will have deals going on, so if you're a sandwich lover, watch for it. Watch for it.
That'll be our first day of the daylight savings time.
Is very generic.
Standard, yeah.
They did not go for the, you know, specific places.
I understand.
Now, I can give you some answers.
Right.
But they did just list the top five type of sandwiches.
I kind of like that better.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't mind. The other one is definitely a separate list.
Yes. Number five.
Oh, wait a minute. Where is he?
Ooh, 2 days in a row.
Where did the guy go?
Working overtime.
The drummer?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. He's coming.
He's
about as attentive as Steve is. But yeah, although, you know, when you don't need him till 8 o'clock, he's got 2 hours of just sitting there with drumsticks in his hands, and he's not even eating chicken.
Number five, tuna. The tuna fish sandwich.
Tuna fish sandwich.
I will tell you.
Wow.
It is one of my favorites.
Steve?
Don't put it in the microwave.
If you put... Oh, you can microwave it.
Just make your coworkers mad.
Yeah, yeah.
What I've been doing... You want a little tuna tip?
Now it's time for Tuna Tips with Kevin.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Tuna. Bread.
So far, I don't sense a tip yet.
bread.
You're just building a sandwich.
Tuna.
Tuna.
Open face.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Now we're
open
here.
Open face.
Now we're getting
slice
somewhere.
Of cheese.
There it is.
Okay. Air fryer. What happens is the bread starts to toast.
Toast.
It gets a little crunchy on the edges.
Yeah.
The tuna gets a little bit, the cheese melts, and then when you're done, you just pull it out and you got yourself a little
tuna
melt.
Let me guess, and you eat it.
You eat it. Sometimes, depending on how I'm feeling, I will put the bread and butter pickles on it.
Okay, over the top after you've heated it.
That's what makes a tuna sandwich so good, in my opinion, is the bread and butter pickles.
But you don't...
Like, if I just make a regular sandwich, it will be loaded with pickles.
But you definitely don't put the pickles in the air fryer. You don't want hot pickles.
No. Not a hot pickle.
Okay.
Number four, ham.
That was your tuna sandwich.
I mean, it's hard to argue with. A ham and cheese sandwich is great. Right? I mean, it is.
0 for 2.
Everybody has it.
0 for 2.
Everybody eats it. This is what Americans said. 2,000 people were asked to name
it's fine.
The sandwiches they can consider to be their favorite.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying that I
you don't like it.
No, yeah.
This one you do. Number 3, turkey.
Let's go.
I love a good turkey sandwich, Jay, but unfortunately it started giving me gout, and I cannot have turkey anymore.
Well, but it's so number 3 of what America said.
So sad. Number 2. I didn't realize you were just giving your personal, I don't want to eat it.
Well, what'd you think?
I thought you were just disagreeing with the list.
No, it's fine.
Number 2. Chicken sandwich. Take it grilled.
Yeah.
Take it fried.
Let's go, chicken.
40% of Americans said that is the best sandwich.
Well, I can only think of one other sandwich that might be even on this. Is the number 1 sandwich, was it also on your list?
It was.
Okay.
It was.
Thank you, Count.
And the number 1 sandwich is a Reuben
No, stop it.
It's not. Grilled cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
That would be a great meal for tonight.
Yeah.
A little grilled cheese.
What a great Halloween food, Jay.
Grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Like how would you have it? With chili or tomato soup, or what would you do?
Not with chili.
Okay.
Only tomato soup. I'm very loyal to the tomato soup with any type of grilled cheese. You just gotta have that tomato soup.
I mean,
soup.
It's basically tomato soup, but just heartier.
You're gonna say chili is basically
soup. What is the broth made of?
Chili? I don't know.
Tomato juice.
Chili sauce?
Tomato juice.
Tomato juice, sure.
What's that from?
A tomato.
Mm-hmm.
What is soup made out of?
Tomato.
Tomato bisque.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin. Final story of the day.
Oh, it is? I forgot I have more work to do.
Good grief.
I feel like I'm the only one doing anything.
Well, you're alone in that feeling.
Okay. Well, I have tips from the dentist before Steve goes to the dentist on Halloween.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like, can I go to the general store today and find a slingshot?
Kevin James.
Boy.
I feel like that's more of like a specialty store type of thing.
You mean like the general store?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Make it good, Kevin.
Steve, I sure hope that today you go to a dentist appointment.
Check.
And if you're at the dentist today and there's a kid there, would you please tell him that the Jay and Kevin Show says sorry?
Sorry?
Yeah, sorry that you had to go to the dentist on Halloween.
Oh, my wife went to the dentist this morning.
Okay with really? An adult.
Yeah.
It's not your favorite day to go, but there's not a good day to go.
No, it's just a day. Yeah.
My dentist.
Tell us more.
He's a listener of the show.
Yeah.
No
let's
way.
Go.
And no way.
Is he
What's
like
his
the two,
name?
Does he like the 2:30 joke or no?
Maybe I'll have to ask him about that.
Well, he said he was a listener of the show.
Who is
he's
this?
He's a
fellow?
Dentist, and you didn't ask him about the 2:30 joke.
Yeah, that's.
I feel like that would have been the first thing I would have said.
My apologies.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Accepted for now.
I was too busy worrying about my teeth.
Understood.
And gums and all sorts of things.
And gums.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know his name?
Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan.
That's a great dentist name.
Yeah.
Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan the dentist.
I don't know I think he goes by Dan. He might go by Daniel. No, I think it's Dr. Dan. Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Dan's really good.
That is a great name.
Is that so? Like, if I want to go there now because he's a listener, do I just look up Dr. Dan in the phone book?
I'm sure you could.
I'm gonna do it right now.
See what?
Let me get off the phone book. I'm standing.
Yeah, Jay. I don't know why I just said phone book.
I don't know why you did that either, but it was really dumb.
I didn't realize it was 1993.
Right. Do we know his last name? Just give me the first letter.
W. It's a father son business.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We call that a family business.
Yeah.
Father and son business.
Great. Dude, what is that?
Oh, man, this guy looks.
Between
I'm gonna take
you
a look at him.
And between Captain Phonebook over here.
Captain Phonebook.
I mean, maybe I should just look it up in the Yellow Pages.
Oh, man. Dr. Dan is young.
Oh, man. Dr. Dan.
At least he looks very young.
Yeah. He might be younger than me. He probably
now,
is.
Now, his father, Dr. Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never met the man.
He looks like he's about your size.
Okay. I've never met him.
Is Dan tall?
Dan?
You're always laying down. How do you know?
Yeah. Sorry for me to tell.
I suppose you could see when you walked in and he walked in.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
He's a nice guy, though. I really like him.
Is this in the Valley?
No, it's just not too far from here.
Must be a different Dan.
The one I got here, downtown.
Yeah, you pulled up the right one.
Okay.
That's him.
That's him?
I don't know if we want to give a shout-out or not.
Well, I don't know why it's
a
secret.
Well, if he's a listener to the show, I feel like he would love a shout-out. I mean, why not?
Okay.
Oh, I think I might have found him.
You can follow him on About Us.
Well, he does look like a very young... Is it Whitaker?
It's that, okay. Yeah.
All right. I mean, Whitaker.
I haven't had too much conversation with him, but...
won't now either. After
today. But the brief interaction that we've had has been very pleasant.
Very nice.
Oh, listen to this. This guy's a stud. He went to UW.
All right.
Okay, School of Dentistry.
Gotcha.
A lot of people, that is supposed to be a real good school.
Okay, it's supposed to be?
Yeah, well, I've
let me check I've in the
DJed
phone
a
book.
Few weddings for people who went to that school
all
as
right,
well.
All right,
he attended the University of Portland for his undergraduate.
Very nice.
Biochemistry.
Baby.
And he played Division I baseball.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. He seems athletic.
Why did you say it like
that? I mean...
Well, it's nice that he used to listen. I mean, there's no way he's listening now after that.
Well, maybe he's not. I mean, you know, just on the way to work.
Oh, man, he looked athletic.
I guess it is on the way to work time. He could be. Yeah.
It's on the way to work time.
He got a lot of awards in college. I can tell you
that's
that.
Awesome.
Just of doing all the things in dental school, he was just the best.
We are getting a bunch of texts from people who know Dr. Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, he's awesome. I like him. He's a good
guy. Seems
like
everybody's in agreement with that. They do think the way you're talking about it is weird, but yeah. They do seem to enjoy Dr. Dan.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Yeah. All I'm saying is.
Go ahead, say it.
He's very nice.
Very nice, Dr. Dan.
He seems athletic.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that's about it, really, I guess. I don't know. He's a listener to the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you, Steve.
He's a nice young gentleman.
Very nice.
I hope so much that when you go in there today, they have all heard this or heard about this and that it just becomes a big deal.
Oh.
Like, oh, my God, producer Steve, thanks for the shout-out today, blah, blah, blah.
You know, they do have the radio playing, like, all throughout the building.
Yeah.
Or at least in the front, and then I can't remember if it's...
That's awesome.
But sometimes it's us, sometimes it's a different station.
What?
But it just kind of depends, I guess. Well, they mix it up.
Well, say something about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to confront my dentist?
Yeah, put your foot down.
That seems like a mistake.
Like, hey, Dan, we're going to have a talk before I lay down in this chair.
Leave it on Coyote Country or else.
Or my teeth are out of here.
No.
Something like that.
I wouldn't leave now. We've built a relationship.
Clearly.
Well, after he listens to this, maybe not.
It would be a one-way deal at that point, but, you know.
Huh. We'll see how it goes today.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to go well.
Was that the final story, or are we still...
Well, I mean, we got kind of sidetracked. It was supposed to be about tips from a dentist for Halloween.
Oh, I don't mind him.
Kids, don't... Leave suckers in your mouth and sticky stuff because that's like the worst thing you can do for your teeth. They are saying,
you
know.
How are you supposed to eat it then?
What?
How are you supposed to eat a sucker?
You're not.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
Yeah, stay
just
away.
Don't.
Stay away from those. And they're saying, you know, if you're giving out suckers, don't do that. How about give them Play-Doh or something? That seems better to eat.
Oh, man. There's no way Dr. Dan is giving those tips.
I'm sure he has some great... You want me to give him a call?
Yes. I would like you to text him on his personal cell phone. Or you know what? Here, let me just find his number in the yellow pages.
The 99.9 Coyote Country.
Now that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
127 dogs attending the film 101 Donations.
Kevin James.
Did you say donations or Dalmatians?
Did I say donations?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right. Beat the show time. Brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. Playing for a $25 gift card. Hang on, let me grab Braden here real quick. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you today?
Fantastic.
What are you doing for Halloween tonight? Handing out candy, taking kids around, turning all the lights off, don't care, what do you got?
Turning the lights off and watching some football.
Yeah. Turn the lights off and watch football, okay, all right, yeah. Yeah, I don't mind that at
Who
all.
Who is the game tonight?
I think it's Texans-Jets, is it not?
It is.
Yeah. All right. And do you have a vested interest in either of those teams, or are you just like football?
I don't. I just, you know, the fantasy football team is the reason I'm watching.
Who do you have playing tonight on your fantasy team, just if you want to nerd out for a second?
Joe Mixon.
Okay. Well, yeah, that should go well then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you should get some points. You just said that. I got to update my team.
You're welcome.
Yes, I was going to say.
You're welcome.
I already got caught on that with, you know, Godwin. I started him last week. He's on injured reserve. What an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. You got to pay attention.
Dude, seriously, I don't even know what I was doing. I don't know what happened. I think it was because I took my son to Arizona and I got messed up on the days, and then I missed it, and it was like, what? And I lost by like 8 points. I was so angry. No one cares but you and me, Braden. But anyway, let's do a little beat the show here.
I care, Jay.
Thanks, Steve. That was fake caring, but
slightly.
I appreciated it.
Yeah. Slightly.
All right, the category is Halloween. Who do you want to challenge today, man, me or Kevin?
I want to challenge you.
Okay. All right. We'll see you in about a minute or so, buddy. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You bet.
All right. Here we go, Braden. Barbie was the most searched for costume of 2023. Who was the actress who played Barbie in last year's Barbie movie?
Margot Robbie.
What day of the week will Halloween be in 2025?
Friday.
Name one of the stars of the original Ghostbusters movie.
Pass.
What company makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I think Nestle?
Who is the former child star that played Wendy in the movie Casper Meets Wendy?
Pass.
How many different colors does a regular bag of M&Ms contain?
Five?
Sarah Michelle Gellar starred in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Who is her famous actor husband?
Did you repeat that?
Sarah Michelle Gellar, who is she married to? Who is her famous actor husband?
Pass.
Okay. All right. Waving Jay back in.
All right. Well, he did.
He did what he could do, the ones he knew.
Yeah.
Ooh, we should just save that. That was a pretty good one for Eric.
Waste a lot of time with ones he didn't know. He just passed, which I think is smart.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think we'll see. Yeah. All right, Jay, you ready?
For sure.
Okay. Barbie was the most searched for costume of 2023. Who was the actress who played Barbie in last year's Barbie movie?
Margot Robbie.
What day of the week will Halloween be in 2025?
Which way does it go?
That's the question, I guess.
I think it's Friday.
Name one of the stars of the original Ghostbusters movie.
Dan Aykroyd.
What company makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Hershey?
Who is the former child star that played Wendy in the movie Casper Meets Wendy?
Pass.
How many different colors does a regular bag of M&Ms contain?
Huh. Well, that's a pretty good question.
Thank
Green,
you.
Green, blue, red, brown. It's either five or six. I'm going to go with six.
Sarah Michelle Gellar starred in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Who is her famous actor husband?
Oh boy, I should probably know that. I don't know. Pass. Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. Oh, well, now we're out of time.
Okay.
Boy, you just went through it as well.
I feel like I probably should have known that last one. Do I know it, Kevin?
I don't know.
Okay.
If you do.
I mean, he's pretty famous.
All right. Well, let's see how we did.
But, I mean, I could understand you not knowing.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Steve.
I mean, it's not like I don't know. I mean, I would say they're probably like a B or C celebrity power couple.
Okay. Well, so I won't feel too bad.
No, yeah.
All right.
They're not like top of the top.
All right. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Barbie most searched for a costume of 2023. Who was the actress who played Barbie in last year's Barbie movie? By the way, according to Google Trends. So
sure, of course.
Gotta cite my sources.
From last year.
Margot Robbie is correct. So both
the unforgettable Margot Robbie. That's I officially think we can call her that because
she's unforgettable.
Nobody forgot
her. Unforgettable. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. What day of the week will Halloween be in 2025?
I feel like maybe I should have gone the other way on that. I can't remember which way that works.
I think you got it right.
Yeah, it is going to be Friday of next year.
Oh, nice.
Everybody got it right.
Oh, let's go. Yeah. Braden.
2-2.
Yeah. Oh, 2-2. Let's go. It's almost like it's a tie game, guys.
Or maybe it is. Name one of the stars of the original Ghostbusters movie.
I think this one was too old for Braden, maybe.
Yeah, would have accepted a bunch of different people, I guess.
But, I imagine you would have, yeah.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Rick Moranis, Sigourney Weaver.
Did you say Bill Murray?
Did I? I might have.
101 donations.
Yeah.
3-2, Kevin?
Sorry.
It is 3-2.
You know, when you got a whole list.
Yeah. I understand.
I don't know.
This next one stumped both of you, and I was sitting here absolutely
Which
stumped
one was
as
it?
Well.
What company makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I almost said Mars, but then I was like, I don't know. I don't really keep the chocolate companies super, like, lined up.
Well, yeah, and you just sit there and think, well, I know Reese's, and you just look at the package.
I was thinking that that's exactly what I was doing.
Like, I got to know this.
In my mind, I had the image of the package. I'm like, well, it's got to say on it. Why don't I remember? I'm just going to guess the most famous chocolate company I can think of.
Which is very fair because that is correct. It's
Hershey's is right.
Yeah, it's the Hershey Company.
Oh,
Braden had Nestle, so.
Oh well, yeah. Again, good guess. I'm gonna look at the package. Does it say it on the package?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Well, that's what I'm gonna do right now. If only there was a way.
I'm sure it. Does it legally have to say the name of the company?
I don't know.
That might be a thing.
It doesn't say it on the front.
Yeah.
Not on the cup. No, doesn't say it.
Nope.
I'm sure it's in small lettering.
Of course
somewhere.
It is, yeah.
It's got to be.
Huh. What is it, 4-2?
Yeah. 4-2, Jay. You're crushing them.
Thanks, Kev. Braden's offended. He's like, whoa, come on, man.
I'm offended for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Who is the former child star that played Wendy in the movie Casper Meets Wendy?
Yeah, no clue.
Maybe that movie wasn't as popular as I thought it was. Hillary Duff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I do love Hillary Duff. I do not remember that.
It's a good movie. I owned it on VHS.
Oh, my goodness. Not many 33-year-olds own VHS or that movie.
Well, I mean, this was back in the day. It
doesn't matter. Sure you don't.
Okay. All right. How many different colors does a regular bag of M&Ms contain? I will, I'll list you the colors, actually, and then you can count along with.
I will, on my fingers. Go.
Red, orange, green, blue, yellow, brown.
That's 5.
Red, orange, blue, yellow, green, brown is 6.
It's 6.
Yeah. I thought I missed something for a second there.
It went by too fast.
It did. It went by fast.
Yeah, six different colors.
What'd Braden say?
5.
Oh.
Well, you almost said, and then
I
you
did
changed
almost,
it to
yeah.
6.
Yeah.
Sarah Michelle Gellar starred in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Who is her famous actor husband?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like is he still famous? That was the only thing that was weird to me.
I mean, he's been in stuff. I don't know how recent, I guess.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't, yeah, that's one of those. I haven't seen that guy for a while.
Correct, yeah. Gosh dang it. You know what I'm thinking about doing here, Braden? Do you ever wear beanies?
I do, yeah, for work.
You want one of these Coyote Country ones?
I would love one.
Let's get you signed up for that. And then can you pick a caller number for the $25 worth of Indaba coffee roasters?
Yeah, let's do caller four.
Four, okay.
Ooh, thank you, Braden.
Hold on for Braden, a second. Quick question about the wearing a beanie for work. Is that like with, I wear a beanie to work too.
Okay.
But it's usually on days where I didn't shower. Is that kind of how what you're doing?
No, sometimes the work's outside, so.
Sure, it's, yeah, you want to gotta stay warm.
So you're a man.
Okay. Braden, hold on. We'll get you hooked up with that, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you, brother. And caller four gets the $25 gift card, too. And Indaba coffee roaster.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I remember, like, having a girlfriend who had a dog.
Kevin James.
Maybe you're kissing or whatever, and the dog is kind of, like, watching, like, rating it. Or I remember thinking, we got to get rid of this dog. I can't go on.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Another chance at Jay and Kevin's big jackpot coming up at 9:30. Right now, though, stat of the day, Kevin.
Well, 2,000 Americans were asked the question, what's something common in America, a tradition, that will not exist in 25 years? Something we all know and love. You know, it's like one of those things.
Like trick-or-treating.
Like we're used to traditions, right? Like, will that be gone?
Well, you know, kind
of. 25 years?
Part of me thinks maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that was on the list at number three. Huh. But the number one answer, 63% of people said, yeah, this will be gone. I think with social
phone
media.
Phone books
are gone, Jay.
Oh, well.
You're going to have to get something different.
Okay.
Do you still get a phone book? Do you guys still get phone books?
No. No, I don't think anybody does.
I feel like I still do in the mail.
Really? In the mail?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do they not do that? Huh.
I don't remember getting a phone book, no.
Let's go through the list. I'll start at number nine.
Number nine.
Because I don't understand what number 10 is.
Okay. Okay.
What do you mean?
The top nine.
Well, I'll read it and maybe you guys know what it is.
Okay.
Car culture.
So the collecting of cars?
People think it peaked with the boomers.
Yeah, like,
I don't know what that means.
I think that means, like, you know, people who go to car shows, they have collectible cars. And,
okay.
And I think that's what they're saying now is all cars look so much alike that
in 25 years,
no
one
will collect them.
Like a car show, but maybe it's like, look at these old Teslas. These are wild.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll ever happen because they're so close to being similar.
Ooh, I can agree to it.
Look at that Toyota Corolla.
Number nine, block parties.
Okay.
Thing of the past.
Oh, that's a bummer. They're
saying 25 years, it could be a thing of the past. Okay. Beauty pageants, yeah.
That seems possible.
For
likely,
sure.
Yeah.
Black Friday. They say
well, they've kind of already ruined
moves
that anyway.
Online and the dates are scrambled everywhere, like it's just going
to
be gone.
Well, because internet shopping obviously ruined that to a degree anyway.
Yes.
And then it just made it worse when people say, hey, your Black Friday sales start tomorrow, and it's November 1st.
Yeah. Christmas cards,
again, digital,
sending Christmas cards.
Yeah, that'll never happen in my house, but yeah, I can see it. I mean, it already has started because we used to get, what'd we get here, Kevin, like, what do you think, 50?
Oh yeah.
Because we
From
used to cover
the
wall
and
with
people
it.
In the business. Yeah, it was like they were everywhere.
Now we get like maybe five?
It's not very many.
Yeah.
Not very many
just
at all.
Just was an expense people cut out.
Yeah. One guy jokes that my wife will single-handedly keep this
same,
alive.
100% the same.
Yeah, you got a couple wives that will keep it going.
And I do enjoy it. I will say I like a brief what's up.
Yeah.
I don't like a two-page letter so much. I won't even read it because it's just too much for me, but...
and it's cursive. Why?
That's
yeah, when
write.
They're handwritten,
that's
out on those.
Yeah.
It's got to be a typed-up, nice-looking newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I can read them.
Yeah, is that an E or a G? I don't know.
gender reveal parties.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
They're saying lots of ideas have been done.
That's right.
And, you know... It's just at some point we're going to get tired of it.
For sure.
Trick-or-treating was number three on the list.
Okay.
Number two, bobbing for apples at Halloween.
That's been gone for like decades, has it not?
I feel like it has.
You're like, who's
Every
doing that?
Every once in a while, I'll still see a weird video of it.
That's crazy. We didn't even do that when I was a kid, and that was a couple of centuries ago.
Huh. Oh, you didn't even do it then?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, we sure did.
Did you really?
We sure did too.
Wow. Like the one neighbor would say, there's an apple on the bottom of the barrel. Go ahead. And I'm like, no, there's not.
I think one time Brad Simpson, I think it was him, held my head underwater, you know, just screwing around when I did it. And then I got mad and I came up and I was going to punch him and they had to separate us.
Oh, wow. Sure sounds like B-Rad.
The number one thing they say will be gone in 25 years, American tradition, class reunions. Mostly due to social media.
Facebook, yeah.
They're like, you're going to be able to get together other ways, digitally, whatever else.
Yeah.
Class reunions could be gone in 25 years.
I went to my wife's class reunion, and I thought it was actually pretty good.
Now, yeah.
Again, you probably know, if you're friends, you already know everything that there is to know, for the most part, if you're actually friends and you follow each other. But it didn't really deter from the getting together, having a good time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, if you only did the class reunion to catch up because you didn't know, that part's gone. But if you're going because you're like, well, we were friends enough in school that we could be friendly again during this dinner or event, or whatever.
Maybe they'll become smaller deals where it's like, hey, our group of high school friends are getting together.
That could be it. Yeah.
You don't waste the time with the other people that you haven't seen.
That for sure, Kev. Yeah, I could see that. Because it's a lot to organize those and,
set up events. Oh, dude, we had seven kids in my class and we can't organize it.
Yeah, and just schedules. Well, the problem is you ask, and that's where the problem starts and ends, where you go, hey, should we have one of these three dates? Well, even with only seven people, you're not going to get any sort of agreement.
It's tough, yeah.
You just got to pick the date and who shows up.
It's fair.
Yeah, but I could see those. Actually, that surprised me. That'd be number one.
I felt bad because they tried to do one with us couple years ago, and they kept saying Saturdays in the summer. And
you're out.
Guys, I can't make it to any Saturdays in the summer.
That is it. And that's a unique one, though.
And it doesn't seem like they just don't believe it. Right. Because then they'll be, well, how about this date? I'm like, well, it's still a Saturday in the summer. And I'm telling you. And I'm sure they just think that I want to be out on a boat or something. But I'm like, no, really, honestly.
That is funny because that one is definitely more unique for most people.
Yeah.
Be like, so you're telling me you're busy every single Saturday? Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, that is 100%.
We don't believe you. You're like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you can pick a Saturday and I can tell you I'm busy. So, yeah, if you want me there, change it. If not, see you next year.
Yep. The Big 99.